Good morning. It's 9:35. You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. And now it's time for Public Post. VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. As it stands now, all-terrain vehicles, or ATVs, are not allowed on state-owned land, but that could change with a new trail being proposed in Stockbridge. For this and other news from cities and towns around Vermont, we turn to VPR's Public Post reporter, Amy Noyes. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
Amy, lifting the ban on ATVs on state land seems like a major rule change. Is just this one trail being considered?
It is a major rule change, and yes, it is just one trail that's being proposed, at least for the time being.
But why this specific trail?
A Windham County ATV group is requesting use of the trail to connect two existing trails, and the trail in question is in the state-owned Les Newell Wildlife Management Area. And without it, the group says ATV users have to travel on roads, so they're saying it's a safety issue.
But if access to this trail is granted, does that not open the door for ATV riders to use trails on other state properties?
Yes, the rule that's being proposed would do a few things. It would officially establish the Les Newell Connector Trail, and it would allow the Secretary of the Agency of Natural Resources to designate areas for ATV use on other public lands, too. However, the rule would also lay out criteria that must be met for ANR to allow ATV use, and the rule would specifically state that ATV trails will only be allowed on state lands for the purpose of connecting established trails on private or public lands abutting that state land.
So you're saying the rule is not a done deal?
Right. It's just a proposal at this time. Public hearings have been scheduled in September in both Montpelier and Bethel, and the public comment period on the proposed rule is opened until October 1st.
Okay, we'll see how that works out. Also in Public Post this week, you wrote about a new working group aimed at streamlining planning governance in Essex and Essex Junction. Tell us what that's about.
So as you know, Essex Junction is a village in the town of Essex, but the village and the town have separate governance structures, including separate planning commissions and separate zoning boards of adjustment. And in an effort to find a more efficient model, the Essex Select Board and the Essex Junction Board of Trustees have established a working group to come back to the town and village with a suggestion or suggestions by the end of the year.
And I understand there was a lot of interest.
That's right. 27 people applied to be part of the working group, and the boards decided to appoint all 27 applicants. So there's sure to be a diversity of views represented.
And I hear there's some long-term planning going on in Norwich as well?
Yes, the Norwich Recreation Council is working on long-term plans, and it's put up a long-range planning survey online. So people with an interest in recreation in Norwich should check that out, and we have a link up at vpr.net.
And finally, there's a volunteer opportunity happening tomorrow in Queechy. Tell us about what's going on there.
Well, the town of Hartford is hosting a volunteer day at Dewey's Mills Pond in the village of Queechy. From 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, they'll be training volunteers to go out and hand-pull invasive Eurasian water milfoil from the pond. And this is an annual event.
Hand pull. Is there any special equipment needed?
No, but volunteers are asked to bring a canoe or a kayak if they have one, and there'll also be some boats available for volunteers to use if they don't have one of their own to bring. And volunteers are also encouraged to round up a group of friends to help out, too.
All right. That's not a bad way to spend a hot summer day. Thank you so much, Amy.
You're welcome, Mary Carol.
VPR's Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank, with expertise, cash management, and lending services dedicated to meeting the needs of Vermont municipalities and schools. MBVT.com. The Champlain Valley Fair presents the Happy Together Tour on Saturday, September 5th. The annual tour features classic acts from the 1960s, including the Turtles, who topped the charts in 1967 with their hit Happy Together, and the Cowsills, the family band that inspired the TV series The Partridge Family. More information is available at champlainvalleyfair.org.